are listening to Hillary Topper On Air, the small business podcast to help you grow both personally and professionally. And now, here's your host, Hillary Topper.
It's Hillary Topper here, and this is a special edition of Hillary Topper On Air, this endurance sports edition. Today, I have something that I want to share with you that I haven't really shared with too many people. So this is going to be a new one for me, sharing it on my podcast. Let me just take you back a little bit, about 6 years ago. I got a call from my sister. She and I were very, very close, and we both shared the same birthday. And my mom shared the birthday a day later from both of us. Anyway, so I got a call from my sister saying that she had this horrible, horrible headache. She had passed out at work. She had a fight with someone at work. She passed out, and she had this horrible, horrible headache and went to several doctors. And basically, they just told her that it was a migraine and it was no big deal, and go home and we'll try to get you an MRI. And she was trying to get authorization for the MRI to find out if there was something more. I mean, at one point, she even thought she was having a brain tumor. So she knew that something bad was happening to her, and nobody was helping her. And it was just so hard to watch that. And then on April 9th, I spoke to her in the morning. We had a conversation. She told me that the headache was the worst headache that she ever had in her life. And she had just come from the neurologist, and they said that there was nothing wrong. It was just a migraine, and they were going to just make sure by getting an MRI and that it was in the works. But the MRI never happened. She passed out after we spoke. She actually was talking to her boss, and she passed out in her apartment on Long Island. And her boyfriend called me. He couldn't get a hold of her and had one of the neighbors break into their house, and they found her foaming at the mouth. She was all alone. She was rushed to the hospital, to Plainview Hospital, where they ended up sending her to North Shore because North Shore had a better facility for brain aneurysms. She had a brain aneurysm. Turns out that when I was a young woman, when I was a young girl, actually, I was about, I don't know, maybe 15, my grandfather had a brain aneurysm, and he died immediately. So hearing this got me very scared. And she was in the hospital for 3 weeks. I mean, and if you read my book, From Couch Potato to Endurance Athlete, you know that it was a very traumatic time for me. I was traumatized, and it was 3 weeks of just pure hell. She was laying there. She wasn't waking up. She was in a coma. And my world was just turned upside down. I mean, I know for a fact that her daughter's world was also turned upside down. But I'm talking about just for me, it was just so traumatic and just so upsetting, the whole thing and the way it all went down. So she passed away 3 weeks later. So after that happened, I thought I should really get myself checked. My my sister Lori and I, we shared the same birthday, but we also shared so many different similarities in our lives. I mean, it was just crazy how I followed her path in so many different ways. I went and I got an MRI, and I was told, this was back in 2018, 2019, I was told that there was something there, and it could be an aneurysm, but they weren't really sure, and that it was something that we should just check every year. So every year I would go for an MRI just to make sure that everything was clean and it wasn't growing. And I was told this past year when I went that my doctor from NYU, she told me that everything was fine, that there was no aneurysm, that I was absolutely fine, and go live your life and don't worry about it anymore. Well, at the end of September, I wake up with this incredible headache like you can't even believe. It was explosive. Like, I thought this was it. Like, I was saying my Hail Marys. I was so nervous. Every time I moved my head in one direction, I could feel the pounding. And it was so intense. And it was making me throw up. I was dizzy. I was throwing up. And the headache was just not going away. I was taking Imitrex, which is used for migraines. It wasn't working. I was taking Advil, wasn't working. I mean, nothing was working. Instead of going to the hospital that night when it was happening, I said, you know what? Let me just wait until the morning. Maybe it'll go away. And I still felt it in the morning. So I made my way over to urgent care. I had my husband take me there. And once I was there, they told me that they felt I should go for a CAT scan in the hospital. I was taken via ambulance to North Shore Hospital, and I was taken to the emergency room there, which was not a pleasant experience at all. They gave me a CAT scan, and they found an aneurysm. And then they did a spinal tap just to make sure that the aneurysm hadn't burst. So, and thank God it didn't. So they sent me on my way. I went home after about 14, 15 hours of being in the hospital. And I felt pretty much better the next day. I didn't have a bad headache, just a little like remnants of the headache. Wasn't terrible. But I, went on with my life, and I got a call after the weekend from North Shore that I should come in and see this neurosurgeon. And I went in and I saw the neurosurgeon, and they said, the PA said to me, did you know that you have an aneurysm? And I said, yeah, I was told that many years ago that there was something there, but nobody made a big deal out of it. Nobody said anything like it was anything to be serious about. So then the doctor walked in and he said, you do have an aneurysm, and I would like to study it a little bit further. So what I suggest is having an angiogram. And what I found out later on, what that means is that they go through either your wrist or your groin, and they put a tube in that weaves up to your brain, and then they could take a really good film of your brain. Well, I did that. They gave me medication to help me stay very calm and relaxed. He came and he said to me after the surgery, oh, you did so well. And I said, well, does that mean that there's no aneurysm? He says, I didn't say that. He comes to see me when I'm in recovery, in the recovery room. He tells me that he feels that I need surgery, have a stent put in, and also some coils so that the aneurysm would not burst at all. He also mentions that the aneurysm looked like a heart. It was a heart shape. And I was thinking to myself, is that my sister? You know, you start getting like yourself a little bit nuts, right? Like I started thinking, I wonder why it would be a heart. That's just so interesting to me. I had a lot of questions. And he, you know, he said to me, he came back like later on and he said, you know, do you have any questions? And I said, yeah, you know what? I do have a lot of questions, but I'll put them all in the portal. You know, I'll write them all down. Because at that point, I was just in recovery. I kind of didn't, my head, I was still under anesthesia. My head was kind of not into it. Like, I didn't really know what to say. What got me was that, like, I called a couple of people when I was in the recovery room. I called my cousin, Mindy. And she's always so positive. And she was like, oh, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. Don't worry. Don't worry. And then I called my brother and I told him. And he was like, maybe I should get a test done too. And then I called Lisa, my business partner. And she just broke out in hysterics. She was so hysterical crying. She was so upset. She thought it would just have been nothing. And here it was something. So I was going to go with this doctor. And I wrote out a list of questions for him in the portal. And I got a call from his office a couple of days later saying that he could not answer the questions and I needed to come in person. So I made an appointment with him to come in a couple of weeks later. But in the meantime, I started to think maybe I should go for a second opinion. You know, maybe he was just trying to rack up the bill. I don't know. I mean, I know that sounds kind of crazy, but is it crazy? I called up Sloan. I have a little nodule in my lung that's benign. And I had gone to Sloan and they were absolutely wonderful. I asked them if they had somebody there and they said they don't, but that they would recommend either Cornell or Columbia. So I called up Columbia and I was able to get an appointment with this amazing doctor. She was terrific. She really explained everything really, really well. She answered all the questions that I had from the first doctor, and I was going to go with her. I was really convinced that I was going to go with her. And then I started doing some research and looking at the ratings and saying to myself, well, this first doctor from North Shore had like a 4.7, whereas the second doctor that I saw from Columbia, she got a 3-star rating, and you know, one was good, one was medium, and one was bad, but they were all covered up, so I couldn't see what it was that people were saying. And then I started getting myself into a panic. I mean, am I going to let these people in my head? I mean, am I going to let them in my head like this? I mean, is that the smartest decision? This was Monday, last Monday. I started to think about these two options that I had. And I thought, well, they're not, either one of them would be good options, maybe, but I wasn't feeling 100% with either one of them. And then I started to think about the first one, the one from North Shore. And I started to think, if I go with him as my surgeon, I will be in ICU in the same exact place that my sister was when she passed. Do I really want to be there? Do I really want to be like maybe in the same bed that she laid? I mean, I know it's 6 years later, but I started getting post-traumatic stress disorder and my heart was racing. I started doing research online and I found a couple of brain aneurysm foundations, and there was one called the B Foundation. And I reached out to the executive director. Apparently there are two sisters that started this organization because their cousin, who was 27 years old, had an aneurysm, it erupted, and she passed away. I reached out and I spoke to Erin, who is the CEO, and she's one of the sisters. I talked to her in length about the two doctors and about what I was going through, and she was really, really helpful. She suggested that I talk with this Dr. Kellner from Mount Sinai Medical Center. Now, one of my old employees, Jillian, used to, you know, who used to work for me for many, many years, she now works at the neurological place in Mount Sinai. So she works with all these doctors and she knew them all. So I reached out to her and asked her if she could help me get an appointment. And she was amazing. She was so amazing. And she got me an appointment. I had this appointment this past week. Was on the phone for like 40 minutes until the PA got on. And I was getting text messages from the staff saying, don't worry, they're going to come on. They're running late. You know, we're really sorry, which I really appreciated. The PA gets on. I talked to her for a little bit. And then the doctor jumps on and he says, oh, I'm really, really sorry, Hillary. I would love to talk to you, but I have an emergency. Let me know when it's convenient for you. You know, if you want me to meet you tonight, I can meet you tonight, if you tomorrow, whenever. And I said, well, I would like to talk to you tonight. I have school tonight. So can we talk right after school at 8:30? And he said, no problem. And I thought, wow, that's amazing. Okay. Cause like how many doctors do that, right? So at 8:30, he was on the online, and what he did, what the other two doctors did not do, was he showed me my scans, and he showed me exactly where the aneurysm was, and he showed me exactly what he plans to do if he was the surgeon. They talk about coils, and what it is like these metal coils that go inside the aneurysm. And it actually seals it up. And then they put a stent in that opens up your artery so that you have a better blood flow. And it diverts away from the aneurysm so it doesn't get blood in the aneurysm. He was terrific. He spent about an hour with me. And another thing that he did, which the other two doctors didn't do, was he asked me for the scans from 2019 onward. He said he wanted to see if this aneurysm was there, and if it was, if it grew. So I was able to get him the scans from NYU, and he looked at them, and right away he emailed me. He said it looks stable. It's been you've had this for a while, but I still think that we should plan on this course of action of doing the stent and the coiling, because it's just going to be safer. If this happens, it could be catastrophic. Who knows? It could be fine. It could be nothing. I mean, there are people who survive brain aneurysms, but why chance it, right? Like, I started thinking about all those women out there who, you know, tested positive for breast cancer and had their breasts removed, you know, just as a precaution, because they didn't want to get breast cancer. So I really thought long and hard about it. And my family was very supportive, and they felt that I should get the surgery done. So I have it scheduled for the end of December. I canceled the other two. But the thing about it is, I know this is going to be behind me. And I started thinking about everybody around me and how everybody around me has issues. My friend Dawn called me today and told me about her knee, that she's having issues with her knee and she can't run and she's so upset about it. Or another friend, Jody, she just lost a very good friend of hers, you know. So everybody's got something that's taking up space in their head. So I know I'm not alone. I've got this. And yes, it's been a little bit overwhelming, but I know that it's going to be fine. I hope it'll be fine. But in the meantime, I started to think about like all the things that I want to do this year in 2024. I want to swim a marathon swim, and I'm going to be swimming Michigan again. I did that swim to the moon a couple of years back. It was a 5K. I love that swim. That swim was amazing. And I'm going to do a 10K. So it's going to be both sides. It's going to be back and forth, 10K. I hope I could do it within the time limit. And if I don't, at least I tried. I'm really excited about it. I'm also excited to do a half Ironman. I'm going to do it in Montauk with Event Power. I think I'm going to do the aqua bike portion of the half iron. I'm not going to do the run because I think the run for me, it's just been difficult with my knee, but I am getting back and I'm excited about that. And I'm signed up for a couple of 10Ks and possibly a half marathon this year. But I think a big challenge for me will be doing the swim bike. And I know the bike is really difficult in Montauk. So I'm actually looking forward to that. And that'll be in the fall of 2024. I've got a lot of really amazing things to look forward to. I also am writing a new book, but I'm just going to give you that teaser. I'm not going to tell you what the book is about, but I do have a book in the works. I'm still working on trying to get from couch potato to endurance athlete to as many people as possible, because I do want people to change their lives. And I do want this book to help them and to make sure that they see that everybody goes through curveballs. Everybody has negative stuff happen to them. It's the way that you deal with it. It's the way that you come about it and you approach it. That's the most important thing. And if you're positive and you feel like you've got this, you've got this. I mean, it's like anything. You know, you run your first 5K and you think, oh, I can't do this. Well, if you feel like you can't do this, you never will do this. So you got to think positive. You got to think that you can do this and you will do this and it will work out and everything's going to work out. And there's a reason for everything. I'm really grateful that I had the opportunity to learn more about the Bee Foundation. I thought that they were amazing. I actually spoke with one of their board members today, and she was incredible. And she told me her story, and it was just heartwarming. And I asked her, you know, if she got how she, you know, came back from having this aneurysm erupt. And she said that she's been running 3 days a week and doing Peloton 2 or 3 days a week. And so that really gave me hope and it made me feel so much better. And I do know that I'm going to get back because I'm going to force myself to do it because I love triathlon training. I love swimming. I love biking. I love running. It makes me so happy. It makes me feel alive. And why not do stuff that just makes you happy and feel alive? I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, watching the sunrise in the morning is just so special. With that, I just want to say that if there's anything going on with you personally, you'll get through it. I know you will, because I'll get through it and know I will. And everything's going to work out the way it's supposed to work out, because there's always a reason for everything. And with that, I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. I'll see you on Instagram, Facebook, and X, and everywhere else.